You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Well, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will take the stage for the next Republican presidential debate on Wednesday on CNBC, but he's still polling in the single digits despite recent efforts to establish a more conservative stance on a variety of issues. For more, we turn now to WNYC's Matt Katz, who covers Governor Christie. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Satirius.
So, you know, the governor was on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, and he raised eyebrows with a comment about the Black Lives Matter movement. What exactly did he say?
He began by criticizing President Obama for not supporting police. As an example, then he used the Black Lives Matter movement, and he said Obama justifies Black Lives Matter, which Christie said endorses the murder of police officers. Here's what he told host John Dickerson.
I don't believe that that movement should be justified when they're calling for the murder of police officers. No.
But they're not calling for the murder of police
officers. Sure they are. They've been chanting in the streets for the murder of police officers.
Well, individuals have, but the Black Lives Matter is about. But
listen, you know, John, that's what the movement is creating.
This is an extraordinary statement for a presidential candidate. Conservatives have consistently criticized the movement, but normally they say things like all lives matter or police lives also matter, not that the movement supports killing cops.
So what's Christie's strategy here? Why come out so strongly?
He's been running on a law and order platform. Oh, I should say that's one of the campaign themes that he's tried out in recent months. So his argument on a lot of issues is that the president doesn't enforce laws in this country. So he brings up the legalization of marijuana in some states, that these states have been allowed to do this despite federal law. He also brings up immigration. So I think for him, cracking down on Black Lives Matter fits into that theme as far as he's concerned. But this is also a way, obviously, to appeal to conservatives. In recent days, the conservative rhetoric against Black Lives Matter seems to have increased, with a focus on their rallies and people who supposedly go to these rallies and call for killing cops. But from what I can tell, Christie has really gone farther here than any Republican candidate so far in this criticism. And this is surprising. Christie planned to run for president as a Republican who appeals to minorities. He spent a lot of time in Camden, which is almost entirely Black and Hispanic, dealing with police issues. And he won 21% of the Black vote in New Jersey in 2013. And that's pretty significant for a Republican.
So let's take a step back here and look at the big picture. Where does Christie stand in the presidential race at this point? How is he polling?
He's polling about as poorly as he has been throughout. He's in about ninth place. The most recent CBS News poll from Sunday had him at 1% in Iowa and 2% in New Hampshire, which are the first two states that vote.
And on the Democratic side, we just saw two candidates drop out, Lincoln Chafee and Jim Webb. On the Republican side, early favorite Jeb Bush is struggling to gain traction with voters and is reportedly restructuring his campaign. Given, you know, that context, how much longer will Christie stick around? What's the breaking point for him?
He'll be around at least through New Hampshire. I mean, he has about $1 million as of September 30th in the bank. He's got people on the ground there. They have a ground operation that has basically been running for almost a year now. And you can't really necessarily compare him to a Lincoln Chafee or Jim Webb. I mean, he's still very much a real candidate. It's just Trump and Bridgegate and other factors have complicated his run. I think he runs until New Hampshire primary, which is in February, and then, you know, take stock from there. He really needs to come in like first or second, or maybe third place.
And Matt, you know, it's worth noting that Christie's comments about the Black Lives Matter movement were overshadowed by an incident involving the governor on an Amtrak train. Tell us what happened there.
Yeah, that's right. This kind of stuff only seems to happen to Christie. He was on a train from Washington, where he was doing this Face the Nation appearance, headed back to New Jersey to see the Giants-Cowboys game. And he was late, so he got on the quiet car. And according to what a fellow passenger told Gawker.com, Christie made something of a scene. The passenger said he was drinking a strawberry McDonald's smoothie and yelling at his security detail. And then he got on his cell phone and was yelling at somebody about something until the conductor informed him that it was the quiet car. Now, since a second passenger has come forward, since this kind of blew up on Twitter yesterday, second passenger has come forward and said that Christie was actually totally respectful. He just didn't realize it was the quiet car. And that's what his campaign also said, that he moved to a new car as soon as he realized. But part of this, the reason I think why this took off is it affirmed this caricature of Christie, of this out-of-control loudmouth. And also, train commuters have been complaining about him so much since he canceled the ARC tunnel project into New York. which would have added service and reduced delays, and also New Jersey Transit, which recently raised fares 9% and reduced service. So I think for some people, there was something delicious about him getting in trouble with the conductor yesterday.
All right. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thanks, Darius.
New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz. This is WNYC.